Wednesday night, Chovus Alvavus. Okay, we're starting Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Yichud HaMaisa means single-mindedness of purpose. That's what it means. And it refers to a very specific single-mindedness of purpose, of your action. Yichud HaMaisa means you have a single-mindedness of purpose in your actions. Yichud HaMaisa means your actions are focused, they're dedicated to one single purpose. If you're very focused and you're very dedicated. And it refers to Ratzon Hashem. That's what it's going to teach you. How to develop the single-mindedness of purpose that a Jew should have, which is that everything he does, he's doing to fulfill Hashem's will. Now, the Chovus Halevavos is a very, very structured sefer. We saw that, or we should be used to that now. Very, very structured. He's building a building. Just like in every shaar, he's building a building, and the order of the shaar, the order of the prakim, is very, very structured and very purposeful. This comes first, this comes second, this comes third. So the whole sefer is like that. Now, how does this fit in? Yichud HaMaisa. How does this fit in if the bitachon? We understand the first three, the first four, really. Why? You start off with Shar HaYichud. Shar HaYichud means Achdus Hashem. That's the first Shar. So, you know, without Hashem, there's nothing. So you have to, and the Chovus Halevavos holds, you have to make a study and devote yourself to studying and being convinced of, with your seichel, with your rational faculties, understanding and being convinced that Hashem exists, that Hashem is one, that He's Kol Yachol, and that He's in charge of everything. He's Adon Kol. That's the first shahr. The second shahr is Shahr HaBechina, which is already that. This is where the Chovus Halevavos takes on its uniqueness. That second to developing a very healthy basis for Amunah B'Hashem, which is Shahr HaYichud, is to develop a very basic, fundamental being convinced that Hashem is Meitiv, and everything Hashem does is for Tova, and Hashem, everything in the universe is full of Tov, 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 and Hashem is a Meitiv. And that's what Shahr HaBechina teaches you, how to develop that. Shahr HaVodas Elokim is now next. You obviously can't develop Shahr HaBechina without Shahr HaYichud, because if you're not convinced that everything that you see in the universe is Hashem, so then you're not going to be convinced that Hashem is a Meitiv. I'll show you something, you'll say it's a law of nature. What does it have to do with Hashem? So after you're convinced of Hashem, then you're convinced Hashem is a Meitiv. Then after you're convinced of these two things, you can move on to Shahr HaVodas Elokim, where the Chovus Halevavos mamish becomes extraordinarily unique, except not as unique as you think. I mean, I was about to say, because the Ramban says the same thing, but the Maisa, the Chovus Halevavos, preceded the Ramban two centuries, except that the Ramban says it very, very explicitly, and more people are aware of the Ramban and Chumash than they are of the Chovus Halevavos. And he says that the whole Avodas Elokim, that's the third Shahr, and he talks about different ways to serve Hashem, and he talks, but his primary yesod in that Shahr is that Avodas Elokim is based on the comprehension and understanding that Hashem is a Meitiv, and you want to repay Him for everything He has done for you. Then comes Shahr HaBitachon. He says, in the beginning of the Shahr HaBitachon, he says, because Bitachon is the most important Mida to develop to enable you to serve Hashem. Because if you don't have Bitachon, you're nervous, you're scared, you're always, there's a million Mafriyim You're pessimistic, you're nervous, you're worried, you're stressed, you're worried about missing a phone call. You're going to do things you shouldn't do because, you know, what am I going to supposed to do for Parnassa? What am I going to do about health? What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? The most important, this is a statement at the beginning of Shaar B'Tochen, the most important midah to develop in order to enable you to have Avodas Elokim is B'Tochen. Why is Yichud HaMa'aseh next, number 5, Hashar HaChamishi?
It almost sounds like it should be a prerequisite before the other four, or else how would you...
Yeah, but if you don't believe it's all Hashem, then you're not going to be able to develop B'Tochen. You can only rely on Hashem once you admit that Hashem exists and is real. And you're only going to be able to develop B'Tochen and Hashem if you're convinced that Hashem is Meitiv. If you're not convinced Hashem is Meitiv, if you think Hashem is this mean ogre who's stronger than you and he's going to beat you up whenever he feels like it, you're not going to have B'Tochen in him. You can't rely on someone that's going to beat you up when he feels like it. You're not going to rely on the neighborhood bully.
But don't you have to be able to believe that way with pureness of your motives as well?
No, pureness of motives refers to your actions. The first two Sharim is talking about belief, a belief system. To develop your belief in Yichud, to develop your belief in Hashem's Hatova. The third talks about why do you have to serve Hashem? Maybe you could just sit back on your easy chair and smoke cigars and drink wine and read the newspaper your whole life. What does it have to do? So Hashem is there and Hashem is made there. Very nice. Why do I have to do anything? Why can't I just, you know, play ping pong the whole day? So that he develops a Shaar Avodas Elokim. Shaar B'Tochen, he says, is because lack of B'Tochen is your greatest impediment to Shaar Avodas Elokim. So after he explains why you have to serve Hashem, which probably no other sefer does, like why? You can't say because Hashem said so, because he wants to know why you have to listen to Hashem. And then he says you have to develop B'Tochen. After you've developed B'Tochen, now we move to Shaar Yichud HaMa'aseh. The Pashtus, this is the Pshat. The main thing he focuses in on this Perek is the sad truth that most of the things we do because we're looking over our shoulders. If you ask most people why you put on tefillin, you know, you get up in the morning, maybe you don't feel like davening that day. You don't feel like putting on tefillin. You're not especially motivated to do it. But you know, they're going to say, where were you today? You're missing from shul. That's why people like to daven in different shuls, so no one ever knows that they're missing. It's like whenever we have two minyanim here Friday night, so then they daven somewhere else, not in Beis Tefillah. And they think, I don't know, because they think I'll say they were by the other minyan. They don't know that I'm by both minyanim, so I know who was there, right? So, most things people do is because they want to have a social life, they're worried about shidduchim for their children, they don't want people to think badly of them. Well, Maisa, we're living in a social setting where being frum is good, is acceptable. People approve of me if I'm frum. If I'm very frum, they approve of me even more, right? And so I need people's approval. That's what a person would think. I need shidduchim, I need a job, I need respect, I have to function. So how can you expect me to drop all of that and develop a purity of motive that I'm not motivated by what people will think of me? I'm motivated solely by what Hashem will think of me. You can't do that without B'Tochen. Because if I walk around thinking I'm dependent on the doctor, I'm dependent on my employer, I'm dependent on my neighbors, I'm dependent on everybody around me for my station in life, and I need them, and or else I'm going to suffer from it, my children won't do shidduchim, I won't get a job, I won't have any friends, I won't have a support system, I won't be able to borrow money when I need it. All the things that people like to be part of the social grouping. So without bitachon, it's impossible. You can't. A person that thinks that his success in life is coming from his own chokhma, or his employer's money, or his friends holding of him, right? A guy wants to become a Rebbe, he wants to become a Magid Shir. So from the age of 19, he's very careful to make a bracha out loud, and he's very careful to come on time to davening, and he's very careful even not to talk Lashon Hara, and he's friends with people. Now, what's going on inside of him? He couldn't care less. He would be over there to Lashon Hara in 1 second. He doesn't care. He has no interest, really, in making a bracha out loud. He's not even thinking what the bracha means. He's going through the motions. Of course, he wants to be a Rebbe, and he knows he's never going to get the job unless he acts a certain way. But if he has bitachon and he decides he wants to be a Rebbe, that's what he'd like to do. But Hashem is in charge, and if Hashem wants me to become a Magid Shir, I'll become a Magid Shir. And if Hashem doesn't want me to become a Magid Shir, no matter what I do, I won't be a Magid Shir. So then he could live his own life. He doesn't have to play to the crowd. That's why Shar Yichud HaMaisa follows Shar HaBitachon. Because Shar Yichud HaMaisa rejects playing to the crowd. And therefore, if you don't have bitachon, your life will certainly play to the crowd. Because you're dependent, in your mind, you're dependent on your friends, you're dependent on your employer, you're dependent on everything going on. So, what do you want from the guy? He can't. It's not possible. So that's why in the structured world of Chavis HaLavos, Shar Yichud, after you develop bitachon, now you're free. You're liberated. Now you can live your own life. You're not afraid what people will think of you, what they'll say about you, if they like you, if they don't like you, if they hold of you, if they don't hold of you, if they'll hire you, if they won't hire you, if they'll do a shidduch with you, they won't do a shidduch with you. A guy comes over to me today, he wants to buy an apartment there, but he's on a very high floor. So, and they have a Shabbos elevator, and it's Somet. So he wants to know if he could use a Tzomet elevator. So I said, the important thing is not if you're allowed to use it or not. What? I shouldn't talk about it. I don't see why not. He wants to know. He asked me not to. You have that situation? I'm not saying anything bad about the guy. I have nothing bad to say about it. I want to say what I said. I want to give an example of what we're talking about. So I said, you know, I think you probably could. What you have to know is if you're in a world where people will look at you funny if you use it so much elevator. I told the same guy to a Maslin when the cart. He asked me if he could drive around in the cart on Shabbos. Who drives into the shul every morning on a little cart? No, he can't walk. Maslin, isn't that Maslin? Father-in-law, it's his father-in-law. You're not here in the morning. He drives in a cart. He can't have trouble with his legs. And it's a Tzomet cart, which means you Shabbos. You can use it Shabbos. So you want to know if he could drive in this neighborhood. I said, you're asking me. I they have Poskim. You can rely on them, ostensibly. Certainly, I would tell you can rely on them rather than stay home and be a shut-in a whole Shabbos. But you have to know, in certain neighborhoods, on Revivim, they're going to look at you like a guy. They're not going to drink your wine after you touch it if you're driving around on a Tzomet car. So you have to, you have to make that sheeple in your life. You have to know what you want to do. So here all I said, if you have a daughter to marry you off and the guy says about you that you use a Tzomet Shabbos elevator, right? And the guy is a real yeshivish guy, he's not going to do a shidduch with you if the father uses a Tzomet elevator on Shabbos. So I said, without going into the halachic angle, it's not as good as it could possibly be, but it's very good. It's better than Rabbanut Shechita. I told him it's better than Rabbanut Shechita. It's pretty good. It's not top of the line, and the Haredi world doesn't trust Tzomet. They don't trust the head of it. They don't trust him. You have to know the people you're dealing with. They don't trust him. He said too many things in the past that have. So they don't trust them. And the Haredim have their own machon, technology, whatever it's called, and that's Halpern. And there's a Halpern elevator that's mamish meyachuz. But you don't see it around. You know, maybe it's more expensive, you know. No, the reason is because anybody that's going to be makbid on a Halpern is not going to go in an elevator Shabbos, no matter how good it is. They don't care that it's a Halpern. That's why you don't see it around, because people just feel funny about going in an elevator Shabbos. So, you know, once you're only going to use a Halpern, you're not going to use a Halpern either. That's the fate of the Halpern elevator. Mashenka and Somed. So anyway, so that's what we're talking about. You know, as the Chavis Holdover says, most of the things we do, we're looking over our shoulders.
The Rav's saying, based on this, you shouldn't do that.
In this case, you shouldn't do that. It depends. It's true. It depends what it's a question of. In other words, if it's a question of staying home a whole Shabbos and not having any Onik Shabbos, so then yeah, I would say go with the cart. Because there is a mitzvah Onik Shabbos. So you shouldn't care what people are going to say about you. By the way, it gets... This is assuming it's Me'al-Khuz, okay. You know, it is pretty good. I'll tell you, it's much better than Rabbanu Shechita. It's even better than Orbach chicken. It's even better than that. But it's not... It's not top of the line. Like, if you want to go to the most extreme, like, call it Chumrah, you want to, like, Mahadrin, you want to, like, really be to help an elevator, Mamash Me'al-Khuz. It's Me'al-Khuz. It's a pulley system. That's all it is. You're going in a box, and there's a pulley system, and it goes up and down. There's zero electricity being created. It's a pulley. It's a huge pulley system. And that's what it is. So, Mashenking there. So noniach that it's okay. The Tzomet elevator. Noniach it's okay. Or the cart. The cart. So first you have to know if it's taka okay. So noniach it's okay. So then, Yishalos, people are going to look at you funny. So the Chavis Halavos is not negating that as a reality. People will look at you funny. He's talking about Lagab. And he doesn't want it to affect your avodas Hashem. We're talking about doing things lishma. Doing things lishma. I should take a lulav only because it's Hashem's will. I shouldn't take a lulav because I'm in shul and like, how would it look if it didn't have a lulav? And what are they going to think of me? So you go out and you buy. Meanwhile, you owe a lot of people money. And when I grew up, there was one lulav in the shul, two. My father had Arba Minim, and the shul had Arba Minim. The Lower East Side, there was Arba Minim for the whole shul. They were poor, and the Arba Minim was very scarce. But let's say now someone would say, I'm not getting Arba Minim. I owe money. I'd rather pay up my chaydus than buy Arba Minim. But he's ashamed. So that's what the Chavis Halavos is talking about. What does Hashem want me to do? Hashem rather me pay up a chayvah, would he rather be? I'm going to be yotzei arba minim, right? That's what he's talking about. Here, I'm just using it as an example. I told the person it happens to be a reality. People will look at you funny. So now, getting to the cart. If the alternative is, he's saying, people are going to look at me funny. Let's assume it's good. So, people look at me funny. So I'd say, you have to realize people are going to look at you funny. Maybe you shouldn't. But if the alternative is to stay home and not have Onik Shabbos, so that's when the Chavis Halavos kicks in. That you shouldn't care what people will think of you or look at you. You got a Psakat Mutter. Your Avodas Hashem will suffer if you don't do it. You're not going to have Onik Shabbos. Right? So that's what he's talking about. The reality that people will look at you funny is a reality.
They would look at you funny no matter if you got the basic model of the cart or whether you had the Halpern version.
I don't know if there's a Halpern cart.
But they'd still look at you funny no matter what.
Okay, fine. What the Chavis Halavos wants to do in this shiur is you should develop the ability to just focus on Ratzon Hashem. And Memelo, all the ramifications will come out. Even after you finish our Yichud HaMaisa, someone says, Why don't you walk into shul in the morning in your underwear? So I don't think the Chavis Lubavitch would have a problem if he would say, well, first of all, it's not the Ratzon Hashem. And second of all, I don't want everybody laughing at me and thinking I'm nuts. I don't think he has a problem with that. But if, you know, but if, I don't know, let's say a person went swimming. I had this once a few weeks ago. A person went swimming, and now he's wearing a t-shirt and like short pants, and he's dripping wet, and it's shkia. The shaila is, should he daven mincha or not? Should he daven mincha? He called me up if he should daven mincha. L'maisa, I paskind he should. Paskind, rather than miss mincha, he should daven mincha. He should daven mincha like that. No, no, he was on the road, but he wasn't dressed the way this dinim, how you have to be dressed when you're daven.
No, so, but he could have also thought, there's a shul here, should I go in or should I just stay?
No, that I would also tell him, daven better be a chidus. You know, I would paskin b'taras halacha that you shouldn't make yourself look like a fool. But let's say, but let's say Taka, let's say he had to go into the shul to daven. You know, let's say it's a choice between. So that's an example where Haviyaz Kanemer below Yebosh b'fnei Misham aligam olam. It's a question of, oh, I'm going to miss mincha, even though I got a psak that I should daven. But I'm not going to daven, because if I daven, people will look at me funny. So that's what you have to train yourself not to care. Okay. I mean, you always have to follow the guidelines of halacha. Sometimes kavod abrios is a value in halacha too. So that's what Yichud HaMaisa is, and this is why it comes after Shaar HaBitachon. And maybe we'll actually start it tomorrow night. No, this is an important hakdama. You have to know where it fits in on the ladder of the Chayvus Halavos.